takes you beyond legal. This podcast is for general guidelines only, and the contents do not constitute as legal advice and should not be relied upon as such.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Budijaya On Air. My name is Naomi and I'm here with Toro.
Hello.
Hi Tor. We are the executive committee of the Indonesian Academy of Independent Mediators and Arbitrators, or MedArbit. And we are here today to talk a little bit more about dispute resolution, right Tor?
Yes.
Right, so there are numerous ways of dispute resolutions, and mainly today we are going to talk about litigation and arbitration. So Toro, you can start by just telling our listeners a little bit about litigation. What is litigation and what is arbitration, and what are the differences between the two?
Okay, Naomi, thank you. Basically this concept of litigation arbitration obviously fall under dispute resolution,
right?
Or to be more specific, I will use commercial dispute resolution, whereby there is dispute exists between two or more parties whose relationship is governed either by law or by contract.
Okay, agreements and such.
Yes. Obviously, when we talk about arbitration, the nature of their relationship is contractual relationship.
Okay.
And when we talk about litigation, the nature of the relationship can be broader.
All right. Okay, Tor, so being in the dispute resolution area yourself for quite some time now, right? What are the considerations that these parties consider when they are deciding between litigation or arbitration as their dispute resolution way?
Thank you, Naomi, for your question. That's very interesting. When we talk about the considerations, the reasonings, why someone choose arbitration and why someone choose litigation, it depends on many factors. Each has strengths and shortcomings. But arbitration has a prominent and growing position in resolving complex commercial dispute.
Okay.
And we will talk about this in a minute. But nowadays, mediation also has gained popularity.
Okay. So there's another
between the parties. Yes, there's other dispute resolution mechanisms.
Okay.
But mediation, like I said before, has gained some popularity nowadays.
All right.
But we will talk about that later. And coming back to the arbitration versus litigation, well, the factors to be considered by the parties would normally fall into this: the transparency. Litigation is public.
Okay.
Public procedure, while arbitration, of course, private.
Yes. So,
It matters. It concerns more about the confidentiality.
Right.
And then the right of appeal. Litigation, the party who lose, quote unquote, who are not having the favorable decision, have the right of appeal. That's given by the law. While in arbitration, the idea is the decision by the tribunal is final and binding.
Okay.
Of course, then we go to the independency of the adjudicator. when we know the tribunal, the arbitration is more acceptable by the parties, their independence. Of course, then we go to the idea or issue, who will adjudicate the case.
Okay.
Whether it is judges or tribunal.
So judges for litigation and tribunals for arbitration.
Yes, you are correct. When we talk about who will adjudicate the case, then we go to the matter of the independency.
Mm-hmm.
The general idea is arbitrator is more independent.
Okay.
Than the judge. That's the general notion.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we go to the specialty,
oh, right.
Judge tries many cases.
Yes.
Not just commercial cases. Well, the tribunal, usually they come with a strong commercial background.
Mm.
So that's also a consideration. And then we go to the enforceability.
Okay.
Of the decision. It will concern about the jurisdiction. And then we go to the enforceability issue. Winning does not mean that you have reached the end line, the
okay.
finish line. You just have a paper that's saying, yes, you win. But there's other action to enforce this paper to acquire
correct
the losses incurred,
correct,
the profits you wish you make.
Basically,
or
to
any
execute
other decisions.
Yeah, basically granted, to execute
to execute that paper.
Okay.
And then more to the that's the mm-hmm. minor issue. When
right. So I think other than the factors that you have mentioned before, I think the parties must also consider, the cost of each procedure and also the length, the time that it will take to, obtain the verdict itself and then to enforce it, just like you said, right?
Yes. When we talk about cost, the idea is the arbitration will cost the parties higher.
Okay.
Than litigation, but in arbitration there is some mechanisms which allow the recovery of legal costs, which in litigation, and when I talk litigation is under Indonesian civil procedure, a party cannot recover legal costs.
Okay.
And then there's other costs, of course, administration costs, which again in arbitration you have to pay the arbitrator.
Yes.
It will depend on usually the claim.
Oh, okay.
Sick by the party, the amount of the claim. And
so the higher the claim, the higher the fee.
Yes.
All right.
That's the idea.
All right. Okay.
And then when we talk about the length of procedure.
Yes.
Well, arbitration could take around 1 to 2 years.
Okay.
But that's it, right? That's it.
Yeah, because it's final and binding. You're right.
And then you enter the enforceability stage.
Yes.
Enforcement stage. What is enforcement stage? But in litigation, you have 1 to 2 years, one year, 1.5 years in the district court,
mm-hmm.
and then goes to the.
And then you appeal to the high court.
High court, and then.
And then it's another
Supreme
one
court.
To
yes.
2 years,
so,
and then.
Yeah, it could
take longer.
A longer time.
I see.
And then it goes to the enforcement.
And right. Okay, so hang on. You mentioned earlier about mediation, which is also one way of dispute resolution that is up and coming, right? And can you please elaborate more about mediation itself?
Okay. At first, I already mentioned that mediation is quote unquote gain popularity.
Yes.
Of course, it has been quite a few years. It's not just literally new, right? But mediation is rapidly grown and most widely used form of other alternative dispute resolution.
All right.
Other than, of course, litigation and arbitration. Mediation, in and of itself, is a mechanism whereby a neutral third party.
Okay. Neutral third party. Third party, okay.
Yeah, neutral third party, or we call mediator. Acts to encourage and facilitate the resolution of conflict and to promote an effectiveness of dispute resolution. So the idea is the mediator will assist the disputing party to move beyond their individual or and partial viewpoint to a shared understanding that enables the development of mutually acceptable agreement.
Okay.
So when I say to move beyond their individual and partial viewpoint, is because when we talk about arbitration, when we talk about litigation,
okay,
that process is one-sided.
How so?
One-sided in a sense that each party will present the arguments. The other party will rebut. That's the process. Argument, rebuttal, then maybe
another rebuttal from the other party.
When we talk about arbitration and litigation, the process of giving a viewpoint is one-sided.
Okay.
One-sided in a sense, the mechanism is one party provide their argument, their position, the other party provide their counter argument and then counter position, and then goes back on, right?
Okay.
The other party,
that's right. And, yes.
Reply, and then the other party reply again.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, in mediation, the mediator will try to find a shared understanding, a shared view of the conflict, in order to be able to have a mutually acceptable agreement.
So basically, mediator finds the meets them halfway.
Yes, okay. The mediator does not find the solution.
Yes,
mediator facilitate the parties in order to find the solution, because okay. In mediation, it is the parties who decides the solution of their conflict.
Okay.
In mediation, the concept is not win-lose, but win-win.
Okay.
Then we talk about the combination of this dispute resolution mechanism. And I will focus on the combination of mediation and arbitration.
Okay, the MedArb?
Yes, the MedArb. The process of MedArb is a combination of mediation and arbitration process. But the idea, it involves, generally, that this concept involves the same person acting both as mediator to facilitate the settlement with the parties, and then as an arbitrator also to determine the issues being in dispute and issue the final word. So that's the general idea of MedArb.
Okay, so basically when there's a dispute and these parties involved, they choose the MedArb mechanism as their dispute resolution. So they are going to undergo through the process of mediation first and then arbitration afterwards with the same panel, right? Is
yes.
That correct?
Yes, that's the general idea. That's
all
one
right.
Idea.
Okay.
Of course, the other idea that I know,
okay,
parties who initiate arbitration, that will have, because they already agreed in the agreement, a mediation process. But the mediation process is not being mediated by the tribunal or the part the party supported by the judges, okay, by another party also being appointed by the parties.
Okay.
But
so,
not necessarily the same. So the,
all right,
the concept is varies, okay, I believe. It's vary. But the idea is the combination of mediation and arbitration. Mat art is also something that has also gained
popularity
between the parties.
Okay.
The mediation itself has gained popularity, and then the parties tend to combine it,
okay,
with other, with the traditional dispute resolution approaches.
All right. Okay. Okay. Right, so to summarize, I think our discussion today, we already talked about mediation, arbitration, and litigation in particular. So, yeah, when disputes arise, there are factors for the parties to consider, such as the ones you mentioned before, transparency, right of appeal, independency, enforceability, and even cost, and also the length of the procedure themselves, and then how mediation differs from arbitration and litigation is that mediation, there's an appointed third party who helps to find the middle ground for both disputing parties, and then that arbitration and litigation, you get to enforce the outcome of both proceedings, right? So you can execute the arbitration, for arbitration the award, and for the litigation the decision. So, yeah, I think that's a very, very interesting topic to discuss, and that the mediation aims to find a win-win solution for both parties, whereas I think we can say that, meanwhile, in litigation and arbitration, there's more of a, you know, which party wins and which party loses. So, okay, yeah, that's very interesting, and how, you know, we here in Indonesia resolve disputes. And in the spirit of speaking about arbitration and mediation, we here at MedArbit actually have mediation and arbitration trainings for those who are interested to become mediators and arbitrators. So Toro here actually joined one of the mediation training.
Yes, mediation certified training.
Mediation certified training.
Yeah, held by IICT and MedArbit.
Okay, so how was it, Tor? You can, if you can share a little bit about what you learned there, how your experience went, and, you know, yeah, just overall how and what you learned from the training.
Okay, The training is very insightful. It's a humbling process also, in which the very competent trainers help us to understand the takeaways, the procedures, the techniques in conducting a mediation process.
Okay.
There's also cases example which we directly practice through the class, so it's not just theory and theories.
Okay.
But the trainers uniquely bring the practical experiences to balance the class.
Okay.
It's very, very fun. Also in the class we have many discipline backgrounds, not just legal,
okay,
but also other backgrounds, other discipline, and that's very, very makes the class quote unquote rich.
Oh, cool. So basically what you're saying is that you know, those who are not working in the law industry can also become mediators. So, for example, if someone is a businessman and they want to learn about mediation, they can...
Yes, they can join the training.
Oh, that's
they
cool.
They can join the training.
Right, right.
And to obtain the same certificate as other party.
Right. Yes, yes. So, I heard that you, having completed the course and receiving the certification of becoming a mediator, you are now enlisted in the MedArbit mediators list. Okay, so Tor, you can tell to our listeners, when will we be having our next mediation training, arbitration training? Where can they register to? Where can they find more information?
Yeah, for the mediation training, I believe it will start in this mid-July, maybe the 12th July, so it's closing.
Okay.
To the beginning of the second training for this year, for the mediator slash mediation process. And then in July, I understand that MedArbit will have another training, but in regards with arbitration.
Okay.
International arbitration training.
So there's a mediation training
this June, and then international arbitration training
this July. Okay, so for our listeners who are keen to register or who would like to see more of it and ask for more information, you can totally email us to secretariat@medarbit.org, or you can just visit our website at medarbit.org.
Yeah, and I want to tell the listeners that the trainings will have a very well-versed trainers, either mediation or international arbitration, which will help those who attend the training or participate in the training to have an all-around knowledge of mediation and international arbitration. So I cannot wait to see the participants.
Yes, yes.
Events.
Neither can I. Okay, thank you, Tor, for joining me here today at Budijaya On Air. We'll see you guys soon, I hope. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you, Naomi.
Thank you.
This has been Budijaya On Air. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the follow button, and make sure you subscribe to our website www.budijaya.law for more content like this.